Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. Mark chapter 8 this morning. And we want to read just a couple verses beginning in verse 34. It says, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Now, Jesus here doesn't just give instructions to people about ministry. Jesus here gives instructions to us about life. It's literally how our life is to be lived. And years ago, in this passage, wrote some things down as a young preacher boy, I guess you would say, and wrote a simple outline. And as I was going back through the book of Mark today, I thought, you know, I'm just going to share that again here on Believing Together. And maybe it'll be an encouragement to you today. First thing we notice in life, that first there is a decision. Jesus said, "Whosoever will come after me." That's something you and I have to decide. Every person's got to make that decision for themselves. Am I going to follow Jesus, or am I going to follow my desires, my flesh, my will? Jesus makes it clear by the statement that he'll use anybody that wants to be used. He says, "Whosoever will come after me," not just certain individuals, not just certain kind of person, but whosoever. Anybody that Jesus uses has to make the decision first to come after him. So that's a decision. There's a decision. Second, there's denying. He says, "If whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself." You see, there's not enough room in the top spot of our priorities. There's only one throne, and there's only one person that sits in it. You and I are going to have to deny ourselves. Our flesh is always going to want to rise up against authority, against being told what to do, even against God himself. Our flesh will want to do that. But there has to be this part of us that denies ourselves. It's not always that an individual doesn't love the Lord. It's just that sometimes they love themselves more. There's a decision. Whosoever will come after me. There's a denying. Let him deny himself. Notice third, there's a duty. Take up his cross, he says. A cross is a symbol of death. That's what crosses were for. They were for killing those that were guilty. The cross of Jesus represents not death to us. It represented death to Christ, but it represents life to us. It was where he died to give us life. When Jesus said that we must take up our cross, it's literally a symbol that we have to die to ourselves. We don't just deny ourselves. We die to ourselves. That's our duty. Notice fourthly that there is a direction. He says, "Whosoever will follow after me," decision, "let him deny himself," denying, "take up his cross," that's our duty. And he says, "and follow me." There's the direction. That's what it means when we deny ourselves. It means we do now and go now wherever Christ tells us to go. He gives the direction and we follow it. I notice fifthly that there is a discipline. He said, "Whosoever will lose his life for my sake." You know, our nasty flesh wants to constantly fight against the Spirit of God. Our flesh will want his way, its way, and no matter what we do, that flesh is always going to be there. But we must discipline ourselves to deny ourselves, to deny our flesh, to deny our desires for the sake of Christ. Whosoever will lose his life, but there's a reason for it, for my sake, Jesus says. In other words, we must lose our life to find our life. There's a discipline there. Notice last, at least for today, there's discernment. He says, for what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Good discernment will see that you gain more than you lose when Jesus comes first. You always gain more than you lose when Jesus comes first. The Bible says that if you gain the whole world, that's a lot to gain, by the way. If a person gained the whole world, we would probably put them up on a pedestal, call them a wise, wealthy, famous individual, and everybody would want to be like them. He would write a book, and everybody would want to buy the book. If a person gained the whole world, but Jesus says, if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, you've made no profit. That means that following Christ cannot compare to anything else in the world. It is the most profitable thing you could ever do for yourself, and that is to follow Jesus, and that takes discernment. Well, there's a simple outline. Any of you preachers that are listening, feel free to preach it, and I'm sure anybody could preach it better than I could, but there's a decision. There is a denying. There's a duty. There's a direction. There's a discipline, and there's a discernment. God bless you today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you tomorrow here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.